Has anyone talked about Anna Nicole's old boyfriend, husband guy?
Which one? What do you mean? The Larry Burkhead or...
Well, I don't really know who Howard he is, but Kishner? He's just like that old guy. I don't know.
Oh, it's yeah, really, the billionaire guy, the oil tycoon.
Yeah. It's just really funny because she's like been with this ancient guy with like wrinkly skin and old balls and all nasty for like ever, so that when he died, she could have his money, and she died first, so she doesn't
get his money. He's been dead. He's been dead for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, he died?
Yeah, he's been dead for a while, yeah.
What the heck? Nobody told me.
Are you going to be all right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to cry right now.
Don't do anything rash.
That's not good. Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I wasn't aware that there were people who didn't know that. All right. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I called earlier this week. You know, I was the one that my father was attacked by a couple of dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to call and give you guys an update because I found out some stuff last night that really kind of puzzled me.
Okay.
Apparently, you know, they're fighting to keep these dogs alive, the owners are, which to me is insane. But I guess they went to the county attorney's involved because it's going to court and everything. And we know we're not trying to sue anybody. I guess the city is doing this. But they're trying to say that my dad's little schnauzer attacked them, you know, and my dad's the one that's at fault and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, wow, it's kind of crazy. And
wow, they're that desperate to keep their dogs alive, huh?
I guess. And apparently my dad went out to the shelter yesterday because, you know, his therapist told him, you know, it's a good thing to get another dog, you know. And so he went out looking, you know, because his dog doesn't have to be an AKC registered dog like his old one. So, you know, he's looking and the dogs are there. And apparently all the people that work at the shelter, they're terribly afraid of these dogs.
Oh,
you know? And it's like these are people that handle animals every day, and they're like afraid of them.
Just to catch everybody else up who may have missed you talking earlier this week. Your dad was on a walk with his dog, right? And
yeah.
Somehow the dog got your dad and your dog and the dog got attacked, right, by these two just random dogs.
Yeah, my dad was walking his dog, and he walks, you know, in the neighborhood. You know, he normally walks like closer. You know, he walks on the road actually, and then he stays off people's property and stuff like that. And apparently, the dogs had gotten out of their fence, and they tried to attack my dad because the dog was off on the other side of the road, you know, sniffing, doing whatever dogs do. And I guess my dad takes a defensive position, is from what he told me, and his dog saw this and comes over and starts barking, yelping, and gets in the way of the big Great Dane that's trying to attack my dad.
Yeah, and that's when it all went down.
And that's when my dad's dog became a chew toy, and
yeah,
you know, and is no more. So
what else did you find out, or what else do you know?
The owner of the dog, after I talked to you guys the last time, you know, apparently I was heard on the radio by a lot of people that know my dad and know, you know, his little dog. But apparently, from what I understand, the owner might have heard this. The owner actually was coming around, you know, the neighborhood and was looking for my dad. Well, he got me instead, and I informed him, you know, like my dad's a Vietnam veteran and, you know, he has PTSD, and this is not the time that you need to come confront my dad because I really don't want it to progress to something else. And so, you know, the guy talked to me. He was very apologetic. He offered me up to $1,000 to buy a new dog, you know, and I was like,
wow.
You know, and I told him, I said, we're not sue happy people. You know, we're not the kind of people to go out and sue you just because, you know, and we're not even looking for that.
We just want your dog's dead.